So up to the Gemara, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, the second line, Omalei Rav Shomim Ba'Abel Rav Papa. Just yesterday, Rav Eli asked the question that by Haktara and Neiris, after all, by Neiris, it does say the Erev and Ben Arbaim, and the Gemara makes a whole cheshbon of Yuchar. So Tosis asked the Kasha, the second Tosis, Tosis V'Neiris, Nikmu Pesach, Hikshu Yivo, Halo B'Neiris, Ksiv Nami Be'Erev, Ad Boiker, Me'Erev Ad Boiker, Umali Me'Erev Umali Be'Erev. You need to tell me ten on midoso, so you can't use that me'erev to tell me this din that it's like the mile of Pesach with written me'erev and ben arbaim. The Meiri answers another teretz to this kasha. He says that this is only by neiris, but not by haktorah. And since haktorah does not have erev and ben arbaim, and you makish haktorah to neiris, so it's lacking again that mile. So mele Pesach is later. Zog the Gemara daf nun tes amud beis, omer le Rav Shomim. So the last Gemara we had was as follows: someone who is a mechusa kippurim. So there's two types of mechusa kippurim. There's a mechusa kippurim that has to bring and eat a korban pesach. So that person, we said that the essay of hashlama means that you cannot bring anything after Tomat Shabbat Abayim. The essay hashlama is overridden. And like Tosfos and Reb Chaim explained, the pshat is because it's not a ma'aseh of tchiyus, so you don't need be'idna, it's a din of kedima. But the esev of hashlama is overridden on the cheshbon, on the expense, to mekayim the esev of achilas korban pesach v'yesh be'koris. That was legabe mechusa kippurim for achilas pesach. But then Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef and Rechman Breuker said another teretz, even mechusa kippurim b'shayim mois hashana. A regular mechusa kippurim is a zov, a mitzayra, a zova, you let this. So mechusa kippurim that needs to have their carbon as a kapara in order to eat kochim, not just kochim l'diyesh by chorus like ptochim, even a regular carbon shlomim. And Rashi's mechadish, that is a mitzvah on Yisrael to eat the kochim. But in addition, the main point is that even a shlomim where there's 2 days to eat it, zok v'shash, the first day is a mitzvah. So why pushing off the first day? The first day is a mitzvah. L'chatkili do it the first day. So even someone that just has to eat a regular korban, we allow you to be mevatel the din hashlama because of the esev achilas korbanos. I, my umah, hayasei. So the Gemara answers on that. We're talking about a very specific mechusa kippurim. One that has to bring a mitzvah, only has to bring a chatas ha'oif. Chatas ha'oif, there's no haktorah. The whole problem of isa hashlama is only being maktir after the Tomat Shabbat Abayim. The Etzem Shechita and the Etzem Akrova is not a problem. The problem is the Haktorah. So we found a type of korban that doesn't have a Haktorah. Chatas Oif, all you do is you place the dam on the Mizbeach. Zog the Gemara, we're talking about Chatas Oif, which ain't the Mizbeach El Adoma. That was the Gemara before, ain't El Adoma. On that, the Gemara said another teretz, and that's going to be today's omid. We're focusing on Rav Papa's teretz. Rav Papa said that we're talking about not just chatos oif, it can even be talking about a regular chatos behema. Rav Papa says, even a chatos behema, aye, what about the isav hashlama? My ume, by Pesach, it's ume because of Koreis. But regular chatos behema, why do you allow the isav hashlama to be in his battle? Just because of an esav ichilis kochim? I feel it in chatos behema. My lo melina b'goyshem is beach. That means you take it, you do the shechita, you do the halacha, you do the kabbalah, you zrik, but the haktorah you don't do till the next day after Tomat Shel Shachar. And I, there's going to be a psulina? No. Take the behema and mailo melina b'roshem izbeach, not on the fire, not the mais haktorah. Once something is on the roshem izbeach, there's no psulina b'roshem izbeach. When it's on the izbeach, there's a cause for no psulina. So mele, you do it only tomorrow, after the Tomat Shel Shachar. The kasha was, how you mevatel the din hashlama, which is the yisoid of haktorah, mailo melina b'roshem izbeach. Zog the Gemara, daf nun tes omed beis on the top. Omalei Rav Shomim, zog the Gemara, omalei Rav Shomim bar Abel Rav Papa, lididoch tamrit mailo melin mroishom izbeach, mroishom izbeach, kaimin va'avdin milse lekanim de'osu beledei takola. It's a gewaldige takola. Why? The Savri, the Kanim don't know which korban this is. The Savri, the Yoimahu. They think it's that day's shechita, and that day's avoida that was done before the Tomat Shabbat Abayim. The korbanos that were done before the Tomat Shabbat Abayim, you're allowed to burn at night. The only problem in Haktorah is an avoida, tomorrow soon I'm going to say, an avoida that's done after the Tomat Shabbat Abayim, the Shechita, then you can't be maktir after the Tomat Shabbat Abayim. It has to be after the Tomat Shel Shachar Dafka. But if the avoida was done earlier in the day, then of course it could be makter. All Emirin are makter over the night, throughout the night, after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, as long as the Avodah was done. But how did they differentiate? Here we're talking about that the Avodah was taken on after, because B'chus Kippurim, and we allow you to do the Shechit and everything. Just Aktoru, you wait, and you keep it up there. It's a Gvaldiga Mechshol. Zogti Gemara. Kaimen Vavdina Milsa Lekahanim, the also belated Takola, the Savi the Yoimu, the also Laktuga, and they come to be makter it, and you're not supposed to be makter because it's after Talmud Shabbat Abayim. You can't be Valtar the Issa Shloma, it's not a Karim Pesach, where it's Chorus. Omalei, Kahanim Zhizinein, Kahanim are very Zoriz, and they're very careful, and know, and punctual, and they know not to be makter this till tomorrow morning after Talmud Shashachar. Omle Ravashi, Rav Kahanim, Vamil Rav Huna, Begay Rav Nosin, Rav Papa. A new question. Like you're warning. Kahanim can only eat the basar of the animal after the haktar of the emirin. There's a shchita, there's a kabbalah, there's a halacha, there's a zrika, and there's a haktar of the emirin. Those fats and emirin that are burnt, then the kahanim can eat from the carbon. Now, if it wasn't a haktara, the kahanim can eat. And the Gemara feels ois. The Tanya, Yochi Yokan, Rashoim, Bechose, Veshoi, Koinem, Akhtoros, Emerin, Tamad Loima, Vihikdir, Akoin, Ezachel, Vamiz Becha. First you're Makhtir, Vehoda, Voya, Chose, Lang, Levonov. Vekama, the Kanam, now, what's the continuation to this? What's in the gate to the Kapora? Vekama, the Kahanim, Loi, Achli, Bosor, Valen, Loi, Miskapri. You hold Teretz, Mechose, Kippurim. Do everything except for Akhtora. Well, without Akhtora, the Kahanim can't eat. And if the Kahanim can't eat, there's no Kapora for the Bailim. We're trying to two off Mechose, Kippurim, that he can eat Kochim. He can't, he doesn't have a Kapora yet. Bailim, Loi, Miskapri. He remains in Mechose, Kippurim. The Tanya, like learned in the Braisa, Veochlo, Oisamashe, Kupa, Behem, Melamache, Kahanim, Oichlim, Bailim, Miskaprin. That's the Gemara's question. Now, if you're medayik in the Gemara says that kamadalay miskatre emurin kahanim lematz achli basar. It's a chisaron in the kahanim, meaning achilas kahanim is totally naktaris emurin. But let's say achilas bailim zokti miches chinuch, the carbonus of bailim also eat. The bailim is not totally naktaris emurin. But that's how. No, the kapora is totally in kahanim. The kapora of the bailim is totally in achilas kahanim. What about the achil of the bailim? Could the Bailim eat before the Akhtara? So the Michas Chinuch wants to be from this Gemara. We see, Kol kama de miskatri emugin, kehanim lematze achli basar. Yes, the kapor of the Bailim is tolen achilu kehanim, but could the Bailim eat from the carbon before the Akhtara? So Rashi behedya later on, or Rashi in Sukkah Daftes says behedya that achilas Bailim is also tolen the Akhtara. Avada de Kapora is tolling the Achilas Kehanim, but the Achilas Bailim is also tolling in the Akhtara. But the Michas Chinuch wants to be medayik from this Gemara, it says Kehanim Dafka.
It can't be, I don't get it. The Bailim can't eat until the Tohar. But then I'm Miskaper, they can't eat anyway. Why are you telling me, Einachan, they could eat first, they can't eat, then I'm a Chuper. They're not Tohar to eat the Kachim.
How are they eating Kachim? You're saying Mechus Kippurim, just like the Mechus. Meaning in the next step of the Gemara. You're right. At the end of the day,
I don't see what you're saying. It's not shaykh.
You're saying the Matzah is not shaykh. Avada, the kapora they don't have. And if you're in Mechuz Kippurim, how do you eat? Yeah. Yes, mitzah, the din haktor. But all he's saying is midin the matir and the lomdas, he's saying. He's saying in the lomdas. The matir of aktora you do not need for the bailim. Yes, your bailim need to be Mechuz Kippurim, and in Mechuz Kippurim until the achilles kahanim. But the matir, it's not a matir for the bailim. It's a matir for kahanim. He's saying there's no practical enough community because at the end of the day, they need a kapora. Okay. But I hear what you're saying. Very correct. So we're back to drawing board. What does it help me? Tomorrow, at the end of the day, they can't eat. Omalei. Zokti Gemara, the following teretz. Kevan deloy efsha lemaisa, you have a problem. You can't be makter because it's of Ashloma. Kevan deloy efsha. Asum kemishenitmu oisha avdu. What's it then by nevdu? If nevdu the emirin, then the kahanim allowed to eat. Kahanim allowed to eat because it's nevdu. They're not going to eat the basar. They're allowed to eat the basar. So since over here you can't because it is hashlama, it's like nitmu v'nevdu. The tanya yochan nitmu emirin oisha avdu. Lo yekahanim zakoyim bechaz v'shoik. You might think they can't eat the chaz v'shoik because it's nevdu. It's nevdu. Talmud loymar v'hoya chose la'aron ulevonov mikol makim. It says v'hoya chose la'aron ulevonov. It don't say it's only la'aron ulevonov after the Akhtara. It says levonov. So that means they can have it at the end of the day if nitmu v'nevdu. So over here we make it like nitmu v'nevdu. Now over here on this there's a gvaldig alumnus on this. The Bechonon and Kovet Shurim and the Biskrov and Stenslach and Shurim. He said we see over here, how do you look at the Achilles Kahanim? Is it a din, the pshat is the haktorah is matir? You need the mais haktorah to be matir the achila? Or no, it's not a matir. It's just a din that be'etzem the zrika of the dam is matir the achila. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha zrika, that's matir the achila already. Just as a din k'tima. You have to be makta emurim before you eat. And kozman, you can't eat because it's a din k'tima. But avarat not a matir be'etzem. So he wants to say that the fact that we see over here, also k'nitmu v'nevdu, the fact that we consider it, okay, you can eat, the rules change now because it's like nitmu v'nevdu, because you can't, we see clearly it's not a matir. If it's a matir, how do you suddenly make it like nitmu v'nevdu? You need a matir. But if the pshat is the din k'dima, it's not around. So here we made it like it's not around. So he brings a raya, it's not a matir, but it's rather din k'dima. Now, the Rambam is mashma, he brings the Rambam that the zrika and the haktorah matir the bosar. You need both. It's not just the zrika. It's the zrika and the haktorah matir the bosar. There is a nafkamina, but Yashiv in the Oros brings two nafkaminas. He says as follows. He says, if it's a matir, then it's sufficient if the haktorah was on a kezayis. It's enough to be matir. The fact that you're makter kezayis, that alone is matir. It's a matir. As soon as you're makter kezayis, it's a matir. Very geshmak vort. If it's a matir, all you need is a kezayis. Masha enkein, if it's a kedima, so you have to do the whole thing first. Kezayis is not going to do it. That's one nafkamina. He says another nafkamina, but fakert. If it's a matir, so then you need the maisa of achilas eish. Let's say it's a kezayis only, but it has to be a maisa of achilas eish. It has to be consumed by the fire of kezayis. Masha'enkin, if it's a din kedima, the kohen has to place it on the eish. It doesn't have to be a mais achila yet. It's going to burn very shortly. But you don't need a mais of achilas eish. If it's a vort, that it's a matir. So then, you need the matir of the achilas eish before the achilas mizbeach, before the achilas odom. Your matir. Masha'enkin, if it's a din kedima, I need my maisa. So I did my maisa kedima, even before it's nechal. It'll come out of a ket and afkamina too. That's a b'yashv in the Oris. He explains this yisoid of the Biskarov, that the Haktorah is a matter or not a matter will be enough kamina legabe these two nafkaminas. Zok dugma vayta. Rav Kahana Romi, smack in the middle of the omet. Rav Kahana has the following contradiction, the following stira. Ksivit says, lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. There's a psulina. When you're makter on the mizbeach, the chelev chagi cannot be around ad boiker. You have to consume it, you have to be makter it throughout the night. This is a lina, but during the night you can be makter it, but not afterwards. Oh, zok digmo again. Rav Kahana Romi, ksiv lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. There's an issa halona. Lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. It can't be in the morning, right? But it's being burnt. Ad boiker lo yolin. That means it can hit the morning, then it's an issa of a lina. Hokol alayla kula yolin. But you could be makter it during the night. You can wake up during the night and be makter it, as long as not the boiker yet. Uksiv, and there's a pasuk that says Victor lechel v'yashlomim, that we said that the haktorah has to be done after the tomet shel shachar. Oleh hashim kol hakabonis kulon. Now we know the answer is because you're allowed to be makter at night as long as the shechita was and the avodas adam was done after the tomet shel shachar. Then haktorah could be done later. But right now the gemara is asking stamastira. If this is in the vehik of oleh hashim kol hakabonis after tomet shel shachar, how could you be makter at night? Yes. There's Isalina in the morning. But during the night, you're allowed to be makter. Look how it's after Tomat Shashachar, Ben Abayim. It's not after Tomat Shashachar. It's not Oleh Hashleim. Zogamor, who moist of women faglo, kishini toisuloi. When it's left over, meaning, if the Maisa Shchita and the Kabbalah and Zrika Alocha was done before the Tomat Shalben Abayim, then the Akhtar can take place at night, as long as it's not Loyolin. If the Avoida was not done, so then you can take do the Avoida, but you can't do the Maisa Akhtar. Then it starts the Isav Ashloma. Zogt mal another stira. Romel Rav Safra le Rav, ksiv lo yolen beuke, zeva chaga Pesach. This is going on the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has an Isalina too. By the night, it has to be consumed. Lo yolen le beuke, zeva chaga Pesach, le beuke, lo yolen. It means at night, it can be consumed. But in the morning, it can't be around anymore. Hokal alay le yolen. Now, fekta mal kasha, vok siv, another stira. Oila Shabbos b'shabbat, v'l oila shchol b'shabbos. That means, every time you mak there, it's the oil of Shabbos, you makter on Shabbos. The oil of Choyl, you makter in the Choyl. Monday's Korbonus, the Kevash HaBein HaBayim, you're allowed to be makter Monday night. It's the oil as choyl b'choyl. But you can't be makt in oil as choyl on Shabbos. Well, every Korban Pesach is shechted when? Yudalad. Yudalad is a weekday. What's at night? Pesach by night. So it's an oil as yontif. How you makt the Korban Pesach? It's oil as choyl b'Shabbos or yontif. Frag the Gemara. You're not allowed to be makdir baboiker. It has to be isla yolin before the morning. Hokal alayla yolin voksiv oil shabbos shabbat v'olos chol b'shabbos v'olos chol b'yontif. And this is oilus chol b'yontif. Every Korban Pesach is oilus chol b'yontif. But it says in the pasuk that as long as it's not in the morning, you're allowed to wake up at 2 a.m. and be makdir then. La yolin baboiker zok the Gemara. Hoba layla kol alayla yolin. How you makdiv at night? Anytime at night, it's already a problem of oilas choyl b'Shabbos, oilas choyl b'yontif. It's yontif at night, and it was a carbon of a weekday. Omalei, this question kvar ramin alei Rav Abba Bachir l'Rabavo v'shoni lei. He answered as follows: in Echatimtza, where the pasuk is referring to, where it's not an oilas choyl b'Shabbos or oilas choyl b'yontif. You know why? Hocha ba'arbos hashchaliyot b'Shabbos askinon. If the 14th, if erev Pesach is on the Shabbos. So the avoid is doicha Shabbos, right? So you do the avoid on Shabbos. That avoid on Shabbos is the oilas Shabbos that you makter on Yontif. And that's not an oilas choyl. So the more hocha ba'arbos hashchalis b'Shabbos askinon. The chalve Shabbos came in b'yontif. Omalei. Mishum the chalve Shabbos came in b'yontif. Anon neku v'nekum lu dahai kor ba'arbos hashchalis b'Shabbos u'diksiv. You're being matrik, a posik. Only a very specific case. The whole din of Loyolin that you're allowed to be makter at night is talking about a very specific case where Pesach is on Erev on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos in order to make it Oila Shabbos b'yontiv. That's a very big doichak. And the Rishash explains more than that. He says be'etzem, the fact that Pesach falls on Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, is not a chelvei Shabbos. It's a chelv of Pesach. It's not a Shabbos dekadin. That was the most kasha. It's not a Shabbos dekadin. It just happens to be Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. But that's not called Chelve Shabbos. On that we say that no, that every Chelve Tomid, every Tomid and every single day, including Shabbos, you put a Korban Tomid, it's Makrevit, it's considered the Chelve Shabbos. Even though it's not mitzad hilchos Shabbos, it's called the Chelve Shabbos. So even though the Chelve is not midin Shabbos, the Chelve is midin Pesach, and that's not a Shabbos Ekedin, it's called Chelve Shabbos. It's Muchach, that's you have to touch the Pasuk Al Kaponim. The Pasuk is screaming out that this is the only way to touch the Pasuk, otherwise you have a problem, it's Chelve Shabbos, Yontif. What'd you say?
What's wrong with burning?
Because it's Gzeres HaKosuv. No, but Chelve Yontif or Mutu B'Yontif. Chelve Shabbos or Mutu B'Shabbos. Chelve Shabbos or Mutu B'Yontif. Chelve Yontif or Mutu B'Shabbos. Chelve Chol also B'Yontif. And Shabbos. So how you makter Pesach, which is on a regular Yudalad is a weekday on Yontif at night. Teretz is, we're talking about Erev Pesach being on Shabbos. Zog di Gemara. Vokvar ramin alei rabbi rachir le rabbi vur v'shon lehoch rabbi abbas shalius b'Shabbos askinon. The Chelvei Shabbos came be Yontif. Omelei mishum the Chelvei Shabbos came be Yontif. Anon neke v'neg v'neme lei dahi kor b'abbas shalius b'Shabbos v'nechsiv. Omelei shavke l'kro du dochik umukim anafshei. Forget about me zetzing on the posuk. The posuk is zetzing on the posuk that way. Otherwise, you have a problem. Chelvei choil on anikrav biyontif. So it's muchach that this posuk is telling me that you're allowed to be malin as long as it's not in the morning. You're allowed to be makter. Is talking about dafka. The Pesach is talking about that it's on Shabbos. The posuk is muchach that you have to touch it this way. Otherwise, you're stuck with a problem. Zok the Mishnah. Ha Pesach sheshochle sheloy lishmo. So Hakdama, this is negated to the first Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Beis. A Pesach and a Chatos are the only two korbanos that if you do it Shaloi Lishmo, Shaloi Lishmo means any of the Avodas Adam. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika is Avodas Adam. The Avodas Adam, if you do it Shaloi Lishmo by all korbanos, it's like Olu Lebailam Shem Choiva. They have to do it again, but the korban is not possible. You can continue doing the Haktorah, it's not a possible korban. That's all korbanos. The two exceptions to the rule are Pesach and Chatos. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Beis. Pesach and Chatos, that you did Shaloi Lishmo, not just Olu Lebalim, Loi Olu Lebalim Shem Choyva, it's possible. All korbanos Shaloi Lishmo is kosher. Mashen in Pesach and Chatos, it's possible. It's a psul be'etzim. Now, when you do the Machshava of Shaloi Lishmo, so first of all, is Shaloi Lishmo a Machshava or shalai lishma a dibur. Machlekes v'shoinim. The pashtus is Rashi behedya says in Daf Samach Gimel that it's not just a machshav, it's an amira. You have to be actually say that you're doing it shalai lishma. Shalai lishma means the Gemara says numerous shalai lishmas, shalai lishem zevach, but the main ones are shalai lishem bailim, the wrong bailim, or shalai lishem carbon, the wrong carbon, a pesach lishem shlomim, an oil lishem chatos. That's called shalai lishma. There's other things, lishem nichoyach, lishem reach, lishem Hashem. There's many things that you have to have in mind, but the main two are lishem bailim and lishem carbon. So when you do any of these dalal avoidus, zok the Mishnah by us, a pesach sheshach to shalai lishma v'kibo v'halach v'zog shalai lishma, or lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, and the Gemara is going to discuss in one avoida or in two different avoidas. You did a lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, or shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi. It's possible, like we said, all karbonas, it's kosher just like all the balim shem chayva. Pesach and chatos, it's even possible. Now there's a gavaldig yisoid at the Biskarov, which is a world famous yisoid, and he says as follows. We notice another din, stoma lishmoi. If you have no kavana whatsoever, stoma lishmoi. So when we say now that shaloi lishma is possible, is the pshat, the psul is shaloi lishma is possible because it's not lishma? The reason why shaloi lishma is possible is not l'shem pesach? No, that's not the pshat. The reason why shaloi lishma is possible is not because it's not lishma. It's always lishma. Stoma lishma. Stoma lishma means every carbon is lishma. You can think from today to tomorrow, shaloi lishma. It's stoma lishma. The reason why shaloi lishma is pasul is because shaloi lishma is a psul. What's the psul of shaloi lishma? Is the psul of shaloi lishma because it's not lishma? Or is the psul of shaloi lishma because shaloi lishma is be'etzim a psul? Zokta biskarov, it's muchach, shaloi, in many nafkaminas, shaloi, not for now, but shaloi lishma is the psul. V'araya, if the vort is because it's not lishma, and that's why shaloi lishma is no good, that's incorrect. There's a stoma lishma. That means even if you think shaloi lishma, it's stoma lishma. But if you think shaloi lishma, it might be stoma lishma, but the psul is shaloi lishma. The psul is not because it's not lishma. It is lishma. But shaloi lishma is be'etzim a psul, because even if you have a stoma lishma, shaloi lishma passes. The din stoma lishma is the din in the karm be'etzim. No matter what you think, it's stoma lishma. The psul of shaloi lishma is mitzat shaloi lishma, not because it's not lishma. It's inherently lishma b'yisaydai. So again, zok the mishnah pesach shach the shloi lishma v'kibov alach zok shloi lishmai. Oy lishmai v'shloi lishma. Oy shloi lishma v'lishma is pasul. Keitz al lishmai v'shloi lishma. What does it mean? Lishmai v'shloi lishmai. L'shem pesach. I think l'shem pesach. U'l'shem shlomim. And that's shloi lishma. Shloi lishma v'lishma. What is that talking about? L'shem shlomim u'l'shem pesach. So we see clearly that it's either you're starting off shloi lishma and lishma, or lishma v'shaloi lishma. And Rashi over here that says sheba'arba avodis halolu ha'pesach nifsal b'machshavtoi. So you have to say, according to Rashi later Samach Gimel, it means b'machshavtoi v'diburoi, because machshavtoi is really a machloikas in the Rishonim. If machshav alone is enough, but Rashi is muchach, they need the dibur peh also. Others like to say machshav alone would pasul. All right, we'll stop over here. By the Gemara, we'll continue the Gemara tomorrow.